sunrise shots are some of the most beautiful, but they're kind of the most chaotic.
It's definitely an early morning. You gotta get a lot of coffee in to get yourself pumped and ready to go, because that's an early start. I'm not much of a morning person.
Hi. Good morning. Are you awake?
It means for our girls, very early wake-up calls. Hair and makeup is typically 3 a.m. Our crew is all loading up in the vans and getting ready. We have a set time that we must depart from the hotel, and we cannot be late. It's not a straight shot to a beach. We're dealing with hills and kind of wavy roads.
Getting a little nauseous, and it was dark, and we were on the left side of the road. I was holding on to the handle up top.
You know, in some cases for us, it's a 20-minute, 25-minute, 30-minute drive to get there, and you got to allow yourself time to get there, not get lost, not have any traffic. So it's an adrenaline rush for us, but it's awesome. Not yet. You know, we try to plan. We do a lot of work up front before we ever come down here. We had a specific place that we felt really good. We knew we wanted to go there. We scheduled it for our sunrise. And then when we got there, it wasn't quite what we thought it was going to be.
We had mountains surrounding us and the scenery was beautiful, but the sun wasn't coming up necessarily the way they wanted it to come across. And the amazing bay looked more like a lake.
It wasn't that it was a bad place. It was just the sun didn't come up in the way that we thought it was going to. And so in the middle of that shot, we just stopped. We said, no more. Let's go find a new place. So as we moved to that next location, you know, the thing that caught our eye was, one, it was the way the sun was already shining into the water. When the sun hits the water in the right kind of way, it literally turns it turquoise, teals. It's amazing. But then what was unique about this one is you had these piercing black rocks. And so as we're looking at our colors of our swimsuits or even the colors of our girls' hair, it was like, what girl would really stand out in that location? We knew Summer would be the perfect shot because of her gold swimsuit. You know, she's got this metallic gold. It's beautiful. It's shining. When the sun hits it, it glows. Perfect fit. The hardest part is, how do you get her out there? Don't let her get soaking wet, not fall, because her hair is gorgeous.
It might be easier to come this way. Here, come this way. Come on.
I'm not a very graceful person. So it was interesting because I was in flip-flops and the rocks were covered in algae and sea urchins. And I was basically told, here's your rock, get to it, don't touch any sea urchins.
Oh, that's kind of a big step.
You can do it. I got you.
Okay.
It probably took longer getting to my spot than the actual shoot because I'm not very graceful and it took a while, but I had like 4 different people helping me.
You know, Summer is a pro. She's been around for a long time, and we don't typically give her anything easy. We put her in those shots because we know she can handle it. And, you know, she struggled getting through those rocks trying to climb and get into spot, and we put her in some positions that were not comfortable, but from a camera's eye, were stunning. So it's one of those moments where you just have to be able to, you know, deal with it and deal with it well, and that's what she does brilliantly.